We are learning Masechtas Moed Katan, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the bottom of Tezayin Amud Beis. We are going to go back to the sugyas of Nidui. Omar Rav Tanchum Vareid Rav Chia Ishkva Akoy, Omar Rav Yaakov Acha, Omar Rav Simloi, Va'amrila, some say it was Omar Rav Tanchum, Omar Rav Huna, Va'amrila, Omar Rav Huna Lechudei, Talmud Shenida Lekvaidai. A Talmud, we had this Gemara mentioned before a little bit, Talmud Shenida Lekvaidai. A Talmud who put someone into Nidui because that person insulted him. Nidui, it's a good Nidui, it works. It's Chal, the Talmud in Ebraisa. Menudu Lerav, Menudu Talmud. If there's a Nidui because someone insulted the Rebbe, so then the Talmud also has to keep this Nidui. But Menudu LaTalmud ain't Menudu Lerav, but someone who's Menudu LaTalmud is not Menudu Lerav. And the Gemara makes a diak. Lerav who deina Menudu. For the Rav doesn't have to keep this Nidui. Halakuli Alma, but the rest of the people do have to keep it. So Menudu Lamai, why did this person who got put into Cherim or into Nidui, why was he put into Nidui? Why? Even Milu Shmaya, if he was over one of the Averas that a person's Chayiv Nidui for, so ain't Chachma ve'en Tfuna ve'en Eitz Neged Hashem. There's no Chachmas Neged Hashem. If someone puts a person into Nidui, if a person gets the Einish of Nidui because he did a Avera, then everyone has to keep that Nidui. Everyone has to keep away from this person. El Alav, it must be talking about L'chvay Da'atzmai. We're talking about a Talmud who's Menadah, someone who insulted him. So then, everyone has to be noyig Nidui with this person, separate from this person. But the Rebbe, who is bigger than the Talmud, he has a choice of not to be menudah to this person, and he could get close to that person. Omer Rav Yosef, Tzurva Merabbanon, Oved Dina L'Nafshei V'Milsa L'Psikulei. And Pasha Pshat, this means, and this sounds like from Rashi, that if a Talmud Chacham, someone owes a Talmud Chacham money, and he is 100% sure about it, he is allowed to go into the person's house and take his money. He could do it himself without going to a Beis Din. If he's 100% sure about it, he go to the Beis Din. And the Ramukhi Yosef says that even though we pass in by every person of a Din L'Nafshei if he's 100% sure, so why Dafka Tzurva the Rabbanon? Why Dafka Talmud Chacham? Zokta Ramukhi Yosef that the Chiddush over here is, even though a Talmud Chacham has to be Noyig with more Midas than a regular person, he has to be Noyig with Nachas, calm, he shouldn't go grab things, still the Chiddush is that here he's allowed to go be of a Din L'Nafshei. I'll read you the Lashon of Ramukhi Yosef. Shleim the Rabbusa Kama, that Phil Tzurva the Rabbanon should Tzarach Shia Noyig b'masoi uv'matanoi of a din l'afshei still could do it. But the Rosh over here asks that what are we talking about? Well, how are you so sure something is yours? Even someone so sure about something, there's always a din tyro, so how can you do that? So some of mafarish that we're talking about some, a whole different thing. We're talking about nidui, that if someone knows, that Talmud Chacham knows someone did something wrong, he's allowed to put him into Nidui without asking Beis Din. So, and that makes more sense because it's in the sugya of Nidui over here. Where does it come in about taking your money that someone owes you? So maybe it makes a little more sense that way. That's how the Rosh, Tais Rosh, bring down such a pshat. So it's two pshatim. Either means if someone owes you money, you're allowed to go grab it if you're 100% sure it's yours. And number two, the other pshat would be is that a servant of Rabbanon is allowed to put someone into Nidui. But Milsa the Psikolei, if he's 100% sure the guy did Avera and he wants to put him into Nidui, he could do it himself without asking anyone else. Now the Gemara goes and says a story about a Nidui. There was a certain rumor about a big Talmud Chacham. This person was a big Talmud Chacham. He was a Rebbe of a lot of people. And there came out a Shmua that he was over on certain inyonim of Znus. He was over, he did immoral acts. V'am Rav Yehuda, Heichi Levit, what should we do with this Talmud Chacham? How should we handle this? L'shamte, put him into Cherim, put him into Shamta, Tzrichilei, Rabbanon. The Rabbanon need him. This is a big Talmud Chacham. We need him. He's our Rebbe. We need him. Loy l'shamte, but don't put him into Cherim. Ka mischel shma d'shmaya. It's a chila Hashem. Two pshat of what the chila Hashem is. The Ritva sounds like the Vart is because it looks like people will say that the Rabbanon are always, they cover for other Rabbanon. And here, look, why are you covering for this other person? What? Because the Rabbanon cover the Rabbanon. That's how some Rishonim learned. The Kisviya, Rashi and Kisviya learns that the reason is people will learn from him. People will learn from him if he doesn't, you don't put him into Cherim. If you don't put him into Cherim, people will learn from him. Now, another question is, why does it says in the Gemara, Tzrich le'Rabbanon, the Rabbanon have to learn from him. So the kasha is, so what's the big deal? Put him into Cherem and still learn from him. What's the problem? You can put him into Cherem and learn from him. Just stay 4 amas away. So the Rashi in Kisviyad has his kasha. And Rashi says like this in the Kisviyad. V'afa gav damrina le'el menuda shoyna la'cherem. Remember before in the Gemara, that tezvav, that you let her learn Torah from a menuda. Mestama in talmud chokam ha'ilch v'yos v'ramayis. The talmudchom won't want to learn by him. He's a nidoy. They have to stay away 4 amas. They're not going to want to learn from him. And therefore, that was the shayla of it, what to do. That was the dilemma. What you do? If you put him to Cherem, we need him to be our Rebbe. If you don't put him to Cherem, it looks like we're covering for him. So what should we do? So Rabbi Yehuda turned to Rav Avachana. Omle Rav Avachana, midish milach ba, do you have anything to say on this? Omle, so he answered, Hokeyam Rav Yechanan. Rav Yechanan said this, Maidich Siv, what's found the pasuk that says, it's a pasuk in Malachi, it says, Kisiv se koin yishmeru das, v'sari v'akshu m'piu, ki malach Hashem tzvakesu. Which means we're talking about someone who teaches Torah. And it says, someone teaches Torah is compared to a malach. So what do we dash from that? In Doima Harab l'malach Hashem yivakash Torah m'piv. If you could look up to the Rebbe as a malach, then learn Torah from him. Vim lav, al yivakash Torah m'piv. If you can't look up to him, do not learn Torah from him. So Rav Yehuda heard this. That's what Rav Yechanan said. So Shamte Rav Yehuda. He put him into Cherem because the enemy can't learn from him. He had bad rumors about him and he's not a malach anymore. People can look at him as a malach. And therefore he put him into Cherem. L'soif ichas Rav Yehuda. L'maisa, Rav Yehuda got sick. Also Rabbanon Shulibay. So the Rabbanon came to Vivakachoyla. But also Iunayim Ba'adayo. And this person who was in Cherem now was in Nidu. He couldn't be around anyone. He came along. And obviously he stood 4 amas away from everyone. Kadchaze Rav Yehuda. When Rav Yehuda saw this Talmud Chacham was in Cherem, Chayich, he left. Amalei. Is that enough that you put me into Cherem? You're also laughing at me? Omalei, so Rav Yehuda answered, no, I'm not laughing at you. When I go to the next world, I'm so happy that even a chosh person like you, I did not flatter you. I went ahead and I put you into Cherem, even though it wasn't easy. You're a big Talmud Chacham, but I didn't fall for the flattery, and I wasn't worried about it, and that's why I'm happy. I'm going to go to the next world. I'm going to get schar for that. And Agav, the Sefer Hasidim speaks out that you see from here that if a person does something, puts someone in need, let's say, or gives someone a muster, and then he gets sick, he shouldn't think, oh, I got sick now because I did something wrong. No, Hashem is testing you and the person who got the muster. He's testing you to see maybe you have charata because you're sick, and he also is testing the person who got the muster, who got the Einish, like this person who came in the Nidui, that he also shouldn't say, oh, you see, I told you so. Look, that's the one who got sick. You see from here, no, it was a test. But he did something right. That became sick is not a simon to anything, that he should be choizer. It's not a simon to that. L'may say, noch nafshei, the Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda died. Now this person, this Tam Chacham, big Tam Chacham, who's in Cherem, also be Medrasha, Amaluhu, he came to the Medrasha, and Amaluhu, surely, be matter my nidui, you know. Ki matter my nidui. Obviously he did tshuva, and he wanted a hetter for his nidui. Amrle Rabbanon gavra the chashiv k'Rav Yehuda lekach alushulach. The halacha is in order to matter a nidui, you need the person who did it, who made the nidui, or someone who's as chashiv as him. But here we don't have as chashiv as Rav Yehuda. So what should we do? So Ella, he said, Zil, they said in the Mishnah, Zil l'gabei Rav Yehuda Nasiya, you have to go to Rav Yehuda Nasiya, who actually lived in Eretz Yisrael, and this story was in Babel. You have to go to Eretz Yisrael, to Rav Yehuda Nasiya, the Elishulach, that he should go, be Mata Yenada, Mata Yenidui. We need him, we need someone bigger than us, which Rav Yehuda, that'll be Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Ozul l'kameh, he went up to Rav Yehuda Nasiya. Amalei l'Rav Ami, so we're going to see the told Rav Ami, who is his, like his gabai, Poik Ayim Bedinei, who is his Talmud, his Talmud, I shouldn't call him a gabai, Rav Ami was a Chosh Talmud Chacham. He told him, he's like his Talmud, he told him, Puk Ayim Bedina, look into it to see if we could be matter it. In Boyle Mishulei, Sharulei, and if we're supposed to be matter, we'll be matter it. Ayin Rav Avi Bedina, Rav Avi looked into the story, and Sovle Mishulei, he wanted to be matter it. I guess he saw he did tshuva. Omad Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Rabbi Shmuel Nachmeni happened to be there. He was one of the elder sages, he was there. He got up, Omad Al Raglov, Omad Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni Al Raglov, Omar. We'll see in the more later on a story of Shivcha Shavais Ravi. Madach, the maidservant in the Rebbe's house, when she put someone into Nidui, they weren't makel for Shalishon for 3 years. Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, who put this person into Chayrim, you think would we matter it so fast? We can't matter it so fast. So Amrav Zeir, Rav Zeir was there also. Rav Zeir said, why punked with the Shmuel Bar Achmeini in the Beis Medrash today? The Kama Shani Le Osa, for a lot of years, he was never here. And all of a sudden, he showed up today. You see from here that there's a siman Shemayim that he was here. We should not be mad at a nidui of this Talmud Chacham who had bad shmuas about him. So Loi Sharolei, Beitaka were not mad at a nidui. Nafak, he left Kikavachi. He left the Beis Medrash. He left the Beis Medrash. He didn't see it. He was crying. They weren't mad at his nidui. Va'ozl, he went on the way. Osu Zibure, a scorpion came. V'tarkei Aamse, it bit him on his Aver Shaltashmash, his Amosai. The Shachman, he died. And Taisus, Tav Taisus speaks out. V'yesh Mepharshim, Tav Taisus, Mida Kenega Mida, Mishum the Nechash of his Nos. The reason why he got killed in that way was because Mida Kenega Mida, he was the Chash of his Nos. And therefore he got Oynish in that way. So now they had to bury him. Alayu Lamarta the Chassidi. They wanted to put him in the Ma'ora of the Chassidim. Because he did tshuva, they wanted to put him in Marav Chassidim, like a blue. There was a snake that wrapped himself around the basic forest, the cave of the Chassidim, and didn't let him in. Alu Lamar to the Daini, the Kablu. They brought him to the basic forest of the Dayanim, and that basic forest let him in. Now, first of all, the question is, the Gemara before on Daftar Zvav said that someone dies b'nei duyav, you throw stones at his aron, and you don't bury him normally. Here looks like he got a regular burial. So the Ritva answer is because here is Chayzer B'tshuva, and he tried to get it and be matter as nidui, and therefore they allow him to be buried regular. But Lamaisa, the Chassidim, the Ma'ar of the Chassidim didn't let him in. So he brought him to the Ma'ar of the Yom and makabel him. My time, what's the reason? To Avikra B'lohi. Lamaisa, even he did terrible things, but there was some kind of silver lining to this, because he did like Rabbi Lohi. Tanya, he went to the Bride. So Rabbi Lohi, Omer, and Rabbi Odom Shishim is Gav Elof. If someone sees that he cannot haltzachayin, is a terrible yitzhar, he can't haltzachayin, he's doing the wrong thing. But at least he should do this. Don't make a chal Hashem. Yelch ha-mokam shem ha-kirim ha-yisa. Go to a place where no one knows he's a Talmud Chacham. Yilvah shcherim, put on black clothing. That means like clothing looks like he's a schlepper. V'yisatav shcherim. V'yasav ha-shliv ha-chafetz. And do what he has to do. V'yichal shem shmai v'hesya. And don't make a chal shem shmai v'hesya. Havad, the Taisa 7 speaks out. Havad, it's not a head to do anything. But just, if you're going to do it, at least don't make a chal Hashem. And this Talmud Chacham, the very did. People found out about it at the end. But at the end of the day, he didn't do it v'hesya. And therefore, there's some kind of silver lining. And they let him into the basic forest of Dayanim. Now, what was the story of Shivcha Shavayis Revi? So, Mark tells us the story now. Shivcha Shavayis Revi, Mahi, the Amsa Dabei Revi, the maidservant of Revi, Chazit Elahu Gavra, he saw a certain person, he was giving petch, he was hitting his big son. Shiloh means by mitzvah, not, or was the son that would hit him back. Amra, so she said, Lahavahu Gavra Bishamta, the Ka'avashim from the evilest Nimachsha. He said, this person should be Benidui. B'shamta, why? Because over on the issa of the evil list of Mechshol, because the son might hit him back, and it's a big issa to hit a father. It's an issa of the Raisa, the Chayiv Misa. The Tanya, for the evil list of Mechshol, what does that mean? B'makil, B'nai Agolikos, we're talking about one of the examples of the evil list of Mechshol in front of a blind person, don't put in a stumbling block, is a person who hits his big son, because he's giving him a chance to hit him back, and therefore, he has to be careful not to hit his big son. And therefore he put him into Chayrim. Like we know from the Rambam, that there's 24 things that Chayrim needed. One of them is either on the Sofer, and of course on the Raisa. And here she felt that he was being Oiva on this Isser, Alifti Ibn Lister Michal, he deserved Nidui. Rash Lakish have a Manter Pardesa. It doesn't explain the Gemara why it was 3 years, but the Gemara said for 3 years he was in Nidui. Yeah. Rash Lakish have a Manter Pardesa. Rav Shlokesh was one time a watchman. He was watching a certain orchard. Also, watching if someone shouldn't steal anything. Also, Gavra, v'ka'ochel teini. He saw someone coming and he's stealing figs. Ram ve'kale. He's screaming the person, hey, stop. He didn't listen. Amal, lahavahu Gavra v'shamta. He said, you should be v'shamta. Amalei, so that Ganav turns around to him. Adrav, lahavahu Gavra v'shamta. You, Rav Shlokesh, you should be v'shamta v'nidui. In mamon is chayavti loch, am chayiv mamon, nidum is chayavti loch, why am chayiv nidui? Like Taisus explains, that even though there are certain times for mamonis, you do put people in shamta, but here, what you should have done is bring him to Besdin, he only owes money now, bring him to Besdin, they will pay up. There was no reason you should be v'nidui. So that's what he tied it back. So the God of tying it back, what do you mean, what do you want? You should be v'nidui. So Rosh Lakish got nervous that, maybe Taka, or Malay, he came to this medrash, also Rosh Lakish, Also, Rav Dosh, Rav Shokas went to Rav Shmeres Omalei, and they told him, Rav Shmeres, you know what? That person was right. The Gana was right. Shaloi nidui, you are ben nidui. And like the Mepharshim explained, because someone who's menade someone, shaloi kedin is chayiv nidui. So you're chayiv nidui, you're taka ben nidui. Shaloi nidui, shlocha nidui. But the thing you did is not nidui. So my tekante. So what? So Rav Shokas, what should I do? Go back to the person who put you into nidui, so he should be matir nidui. Like we said before, that either the person who put you into nidui has to be matir, or someone bigger than him. So Rav Shokas is like, Donnelly, I don't know who he is. I can't go back there. I don't know who the Ganav is. Go to the Nasi, and he'll be matir neda. You have to go to the biggest person, because maybe you wouldn't know how big that person was. We don't know who that was. Talent in a brisa. You don't know who put you into nidui. Go to the Nasi, and he'll be matir nidui, because he is the biggest person. Om Rav Huna, ba'usha eskinui, ba'usha, they made a tekan on usha, av bezdin shesharach, if it's the av bezdin, if it's the roish of the dayanim, and the head of the Yonim, he was the Raveira, that's Chayiv Nidui. Even I don't know, you don't put him to Nidui in public. What you do is like this. Elohim Loi, Hachbeid Vishav Bevesecha. Ikaved Vishav Bevesecha. Which means the two Pshatim either means they tell him quietly that you're Benidui, you go home, or they tell him, act like you're sick and stay in your house. And this way, that's a key of Nidui. Nidui is no one gets close to him. So here, stay in your house, make believe you're sick. Chaz of Asarach, but Rav Huna says, but let's say he did it, it's the same Aver again. We put him to Nidui Befarhesia Bechil Hashem. Because again, that's a Chil Hashem that if you cover for him too much, and that'll be a Chil Hashem. If he does it again, you have to put him to Nidui Berabim. But this is August and Rosh Lakish. Pretty good Rosh Lakish. Tom Rosh Lakish, Tom Chakam Shasarach, Tom Chakam that did Aver, Amen Adonis Befarhesia, you don't put him into Nidui Befarhesia. Shenemba, it says in the Pasik, Vechashalta Hayoim, Vechashal Gam Novi Imicha. Laila, and we darshan like this, that if it's a regular person who did aveira v'chashalta hayoyim, then v'mefarsim just like the day v'mefarsim the nidui. But if he's a navi who did this v'chashagam navi, then imcha, then a laila. You do it at night. You do it in a hidden way. So it's mashma. Even if it's a few times, you always do it at night v'atam chacham, and that's why Rav Huna is not like Rosh Lakish. Mazurcha chasida ki mechayiv tzur v'rabbanon shamta when a tzur v'rabbanon is chayiv shamta. Bereisha mashmat nafshe, al tzar, that he has to do this. First, he made it put himself in the cherim. V'hodem mashamet l'day, and afterwards, he was mashamet the person, the Talmud Chacham. Because he felt bad. He first made himself in the cherim. Kava ayel b'shbize, when he's right before he got home, shorli nafshe, he was mata himself, v'hodem mashamet l'day, and he was mata the Talmud Chacham also. Now, even though we have before, the Gemara says that a nidui is like upon him 30 days, that's a stam nidui. But if there are times when you can make it even for less, like the Rosh speaks out in Simichas, that you could make it for less, you make it tonight, you could make it for less. Amrav Gidol Amrav, Talmud Chacham menad la'atzmai, meifel la'atzmai. A Talmud Chacham could be menad la'atzmai, and he also could be mater his own nidui, he can mater his own nidui. Now, this is a big shayla what this means, a big machlokes Rishonim. The Rishonim say that he only could be matter his own nidui if it was like a marzutras type of nidui. Whereas Amidas Chasidus, it wasn't really chayiv nidui. He only did it because the tzar that he had to menada someone else. So he put himself in the nidui. Then he can matter his own nidui. But if it's a real nidui, he can't be matter himself. That's some Rishonim hold. The Rishonim all brought down the Ran, Daf Zayinam and Beis in the Dharam. But other Rishonim hold, including the Rambam hold, that he can make for himself his own nidui even if it's something that he was chayiv nidui for. Amra Papa, Tesili, Deloy Shemute, Shemiti, Tzivra, and Rabbanim Oilam. I never put a Talmud Chacham into Cherim. So what do you do if a Talmud Chacham does Avera? Elke Kamechayim, Tzivra, Rabbanim Shamta. What I do is, Hechi Avad, what I do, Ki Had Marava, I do the same thing I do during the Shal. What do you do during the Shal? Mimnu Anagida, the Tzivra, Rabbanim, Mimnu Anashamta. They had a Bezdin that was appointed that they gave a Malkus to Tamid Chamum who did Averas. But they did not have a Bezdin that put Tamid Chamum into Nidui. Because it's better if you give him a Malkus that's more kavadik than putting him into Nidui, which is a long time. Here, it's Malkus, you get it over with, you can do it privately, give him Malkus, and that's better. So that was the minig, or pop-up. If someone is in a room, they give him Malkus, which is very, very painful, but at least it's not Nidui, it's not the same Chil Hashem. My Shamta, what is the word Shamta, what does the word come from, what does it mean? Amarav Sham Misa. It means Sham Misa because but v'shamta, there's a gairim for misa, some kind of shaykhas to misa from shamta for going to chayim. Shmuel am a shemama yiyah, that he should be desolate. It's also there's some kind of desolation when someone is b'shamta. And when someone goes into gets a nidoy, it's always there. Just like when you smear a oven with oil, even after you bake out everything, there's still some residue of oil. So when a person gets a nidoy, it's always there a little bit. And this argues on Shlokas. We are Shlokas. Our Shlokas, k'shem shenichnas to Masayim v'avam shmeina evarim, just like a person went into the Shamta, it was all 248 limbs of a person, kach yoytza, when he gets a het of his nidu, yoytza, m'masayim v'avam shmeina evarim. It leaves all 248 evarim. And this is not like we just said, that there's some kind of residue. Shlokas says, no, when you get a het of your nidu, it's gone. And Shlokas means a bride from a pasuk. K'shenichnas says, the chassid says in the pasuk regarding Yericho, "Yivahoisa ear cherem," and the ear could also refer to the guf of Adam. The Maharsha says he's like a little city. So cherem is a gematria, but Masayim v'Avam Shmeina, it's a gematria 248. So that's when it becomes a cherem because she yaitza when he leaves the cherem. Chassid says in the pasuk, "Vareigas rachim tiskar," that Hashem has rachmanis and rachim a gematria also 248. So when Hashem has rachmanis and he gets a kapara, all 248 evarim leave the nidui and he gets a full kapara, no residue is left over. Amar Rav Yosef, Shadi Shamta Agunvsa the Kalba V'idi Dei Avda. All you gotta do is put a Shamta on the tail of a dog and it'll do its work. It'll do its thing. The Shamta will do its thing. Like what we have in Maisa, the Hu Kalba Dava Ochel Masayin Der Abanu. A certain dog who is eating the shoes of the Chacham, they didn't know who's doing this. Who's eating the shoes? Who's ruining the shoes? They thought maybe it's a ganav. The Shamta said, whoever's doing it's Bashamta. What happened? Itli beinura begum say, a fire was lit on the tail of a dog, vachalte, and the dog got completely destroyed. So you see, when you put something in Shamta, even a dog, it does its job.